Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I praise You for being my refuge, my safe place of hiding. You are my strength. You are the one who never hurts me. You are the one who always loves me. I praise and worship You, Lord, for being the one who hears my cries. You, O Lord, are the one who desires to be with me. Your word says that You delight in me, and I can come to You at any time, for as long as I want. I give You praise, for You have not forgotten or forsaken me. You know my sorrow, and Your word says that You want me to give You all my pain and suffering, all my burdens. I praise You, Lord, because no matter what may happen now on this planet and in my life, one day I will come to You forever, and all my tears will be no more. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Thank you. review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. O Holy Spirit, I'm living in such pain of every kind. I don't know that I can bear guilt or shame now for any sin I may have committed. Please guide me now, Lord. Please, I need you to be gentle with me. I struggle against fear and anger and loneliness and isolation and despair. Please, Lord, if there is any sin for which I have not yet repented, please quietly and tenderly show me. I know I need to remain pure in my thoughts and in my words and actions, and I want to be, but I truly need your help. I'm beaten down physically and mentally, emotionally, maybe even spiritually. Holy Spirit, I know by the Word of God that you are not like man. You are not selfish. You're not given to hostile anger or hateful. You only want to lead me to what is truly the best for me. I know that, Lord. Please show me now if there is something I must do and help me to have the desire and strength to do it. Amen.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now.
Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, many times they have promised me it wouldn't happen again. They seem sorry for how they hurt me, Lord. But then they do it again. Sometimes they blame me, or they make me believe I deserve to be punished. They say it's my fault. But Lord, your word says it isn't right to treat any person this way. Your good and knowledgeable people have said that I never deserve this abuse, and that it's wrong. Help me to always believe that, Lord. It just seems that they want to control me, not love me. They get so angry. Father, it scares me. I think maybe this is affecting my body and mind, maybe even more deeply than I know. Oh Lord, how can I be safe? Please show me who I can trust to help me. Please help me to have the courage to find somebody who can help me to create a plan for my safety. God, no matter what they say about me, and no matter how I may feel, or what I may think at times, please help me to find and accept wise counsel. Lead me, Lord. Lead me to safety. And God, please, whatever it is that makes them to be so angry that they hurt people, please deliver them and help them to stop. Holy Spirit, Jesus called you the Comforter. I need your comfort now. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, I'm so deeply wounded. My body, my spirit, everything. How can I find a way to be thankful? I know that thinking on things that are good and being grateful can be like medicine for my soul. But it's hard to even smile when I'm in such pain and terrified at what might still happen to me. I'm only being honest, Lord. I suddenly remember your servant Paul, as he was chained in prison. I can't imagine what it's like in prison, but I guess in some ways I feel like I am, Lord. I know that it's true that Paul found a way to be thankful, and even joyful in that terrible place. Somehow he found that in you. So, I will try, Lord. Yes, I give you thanks, God, for having the story of Paul recorded in your word, so I can read it and benefit from his example. Paul trusted you even though he was in a horrible situation. I will trust you too, Lord. Because he was a man, I know he suffered and was tempted too, like me. Yet, Paul learned to be obedient to you in the midst of his suffering. Help me also, Lord, that no matter what I face, I will find thanksgiving, trust, and obedience to you. Your Bible says that you give peace that passes all understanding. It says that wherever you are, there is freedom. I thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again, and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Ephesians 6:4, Colossians 3:19, Colossians 3:21, and Proverbs 31:10. Speaking to parents, don't just continue on scolding, berating, nagging your children, which can make them angry and resentful of you. Instead, raise them with discipline anchored in love, the kind the Lord approves of, and with suggestions that are godly advice. Husbands, you must be loving and kind to your wives. Don't be bitter and harsh toward them. Moms and dads, don't bear down on your children too hard
or you'll crush their spirits. A truly excellent wife, if you can find one, is priceless, more valuable than precious gems.
Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
told me when I'm troubled I should call. Tell me, Lord, then why do I feel lost? If with your blood you paid the cost, my child, at your door I stand and knock. I tried to open but the door was locked. Let me in and I will ease your hurt. For you, my son, my heart it thirsts.
I bring your guilt, just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman and girl and boy. Be strong,
my brother, just hold on.
Hold on, hold on, yeah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, yeah. For us the world, the sun you gave, that doesn't seem to stop the rain. All of my sins you have forgave, then why, Lord, is my heart filled with pain? Cast all your cares upon my breast. I promise for your soul you will find rest. All of your sins you should confess. Remember that this trial is just a test.
I bring you good, just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman, man, girl and boy. Be strong, yeah.
Just hold on.
Hold on, hold on, Lord.
Yes, he will.
Hold on, yeah. Gotta be strong.
Why should I?